The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. I invite your attention again today to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, the New King James Version. Paul said, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Yes, all of these things were in store for Paul. Not only were they in store for him, he says it is for all who love his appearing. Yes, heaven would be his home, and it would be the home of others who would do the same thing that Paul had done. But really, we believe that most people today would have reservations about wanting to be in heaven, especially forever. Yes, they'd like to escape hell, but heaven is another question. There's so much that we don't know about heaven, but we do know there will be a lot of worship there. Revelation 7:15 says, "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple." Whatever else may be involved in this verse of this symbolic book, one thing stands out: continuous worship. Paul had mentioned the assurance of receiving the victory crown, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Then we have the admonition in Hebrews 10:25. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." All of this was in anticipation of the second coming of Christ and the judgment. If a person doesn't like to go to church and worship God now, he would not like going to heaven. In heaven, there will be worship in such an extended and expanded capacity the likes as has never been experienced before by human beings. To those who love the Lord with all their heart, it will be the most consummating experience. Needless to say, if a person doesn't love the Lord enough to go to church, he doesn't love him enough to go to heaven. He wouldn't fit into the scene. Furthermore, only the good, the pure, and the holy will be in heaven according to the Scriptures. It says in many places truth to that effect. The pure in heart will see God, and holiness which without no man shall see the Lord, and various other scriptures. They have been made that way. People have been made that way by the blood of Christ, and are conscientiously striving to remain that way through the grace of God in the here and now. Those who love sinning and make a practice of it will not be found in heaven. Really, the unconverted person would be cramped to live in such a place. He wouldn't enjoy it, nor could he. On earth, practicing sinners usually don't seek out the company of the saints, nor do they enjoy such company. Let me illustrate to you. At different times, my wife and myself have had different people to stay in our homes over extended periods as we have tried to help them in one way or another. Some of these have been non-Christians. Our lifestyle turned out to be considerably different from what some of them were used to. We lived a simple life and we enjoyed simple things. We didn't drink. We didn't smoke. Profanity and cursing were not heard in our houses, or our house. And much of the entertainment that they were used to of a worldly nature, they didn't experience. Much religious music was heard, and our lives continually revolved around religious activities, the church. Our delight was in the things of God. Well, one person, after staying with us for an extended period of time, told someone else that it was worse than being in jail. Yes, in this day of widespread illiteracy of the Bible, when false teachers would give false hope in making it appear that almost everyone is going to heaven, maybe they are forcing something up on the people that they really wouldn't want. They might not want to go to hell, but from all indications, they wouldn't be happy in heaven. It's not the kind of place that they're ready for. I thank you for listening today.